There you go. Hello. And welcome to Enter the Light. Today, hi, I'm Toni Jorgensen. Lynn has a birthday party today. Jessica, is it her significant other's mom? Barry's mom?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Or the dad.
Yeah. It's his mom.
Or the dad is turning 100 years old today, so we had to give Lynn the day
his
off.
Wow.
Yeah. 100 years old.
That's amazing.
Is that crazy?
That is
amazing.
I'd say that definitely deserve a party.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, a big party. Yeah. So I think Jessica has the topic. Oh, we also have a special guest. So Marianne's with us, and Marianne's been gone for a couple of weeks, so we're glad to have her back. And then also my sister Elizabeth is joining us also. She, it's funny, I'm going to tell a funny little story that since we've been started the show several weeks ago, she's been following along and pulling cards along with us. So she's been pulling almost the same cards that we do when it comes to talking to our guests. So I'm like, well, you should come on. So she's here with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Toni.
You're welcome. Okay, so Jessica, did you want to talk about our topic today?
Yes, today. Thank you, Toni. Today we're talking about rejection. And I know it's a huge word and a big topic, but I think it's important to talk about because many of us, usually most of us at some point in life face that rejection. And I think, just right along with our topic, I wanted to just, talk about a story about rejection. And it's, for me, it was more about rejection usually showed up for me in school because, I was in special ed growing up and I do have an intellectual disability. So I got bullied a lot. And I know it's not on bullying, but it kind of falls in line with rejection. So I usually kind of played alone or stayed by myself. And it was really kind of hard growing up, in various ways being rejected in one way or the other. And then, it kind of helped me realize and understand better, even more better about myself and how to interact with others. And I think what it taught me is mostly to accept myself for who I am. And it's a really hard lesson, too, because when you're rejected because of society, your average societal norm, which they speak of, and if you don't fall within that norm, that can bring rejection and bullying and stuff. And it's a really hard lesson to learn. But I think what it taught me primarily is how to love myself and to see myself as worthy. And that takes time too. Just because most of us as humans run off old programming of what we've been taught or how we've been treated. So I think if we, zoom out and, kind of get a wider lens on it and the bigger picture, it really kind of teaches us how to show ourselves love and worthiness and, so that we're not so stigmatized by that rejection, so-called, but.
Yeah.
Kind of what I've been reflecting.
That's great. That's awesome. That's great input. Does Marianne or Elizabeth, do you have anything to add to rejection?
Well, of course, I'm an actress, so I've probably gotten more rejection than most. But even as a child, I was cute, but I was like wore glasses and had curly hair, and that was kind of against the norm then. And I was bullied a lot, but I got tough, and I decided to show everybody that you know, I was talented and just as intelligent as them, and it didn't matter what I looked like. So I tried out for a play, and I got the role, and all the popular girls were like, who's that? You know, and they all wanted the role. And so, like, ever since then, I feel like I've been trying to show people that I'm talented and I'm intelligent, and I don't know why, but in the last maybe 10 years, I finally found myself, and I do believe that about myself, that I don't have to prove it anymore, and things are actually happening for me. So much with rejection, yeah, you know, it's, people put their fears on you, and remember that, because we're all okay. We're all enough.
So I'm curious, with Jessica and Elizabeth, what did you do to deal with the rejection? I mean, did you meditate, or is there tools that you use now for rejection that work better than when you were a child and didn't know how to use the tools? I was just wondering for our audience, is there something out there that we can tell them to help them deal with rejection?
Jessica, or you
go ahead.
I definitely use tools now that I had no idea when I was younger. I did paint a lot of pictures and do a lot of art when I was younger in my room by myself and stuff, dreaming of mountains and things like that. But and now, more so, I'm doing it now than that I'm older, and I paint, I meditate, I crochet, not the normal kind of things that people crochet, but they're okay. They're my little creations. So I create. That's what I do. And I think most people are creators. I think everybody's a creator. We create our own destinies. And I think that anybody can create. Just find what that is and meditate. It's the best thing. It's changed my whole outlook on other people and bitterness and all that.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica?
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I think for me, I'm more of an active meditator. I have a hard time sitting still. Mm-hmm. And if I do try to meditate for long periods of time, I end up just falling asleep. So I had to figure out a different way. And I remember my guides telling me that I was an active meditator, which means I like to be active and not, and there are many forms, and it's whatever works for the individual person. And for me, it's like fast walking or light jogging. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when I'm doing that, I can think more clear than when I'm sitting still. So it really takes, you know, a bit of discipline when you want to, you know, just in repetition, you have to remind yourself to go do other things than let your mind get caught up in the thinking about the rejection and how bad that feels. And it's just, you know, it helps to really go on like an active meditation type walk and process through it at the same time. And then as I'm walking, I just kind of release it and I make it okay. You know, anything that I'm feeling or need to feel, there's no right or wrong when it comes to that. It's all an experience, and a lot of it is just processing through it and growing from it, and it's just really amazing. I've learned, a lot about myself. I've learned how to stick up for myself and create boundaries where needed, and it's just, it's been, and to see myself, I absolutely love myself now to this day. And it just takes time. And, you know, if you're struggling with the same thing, ask your divine team for strength and guidance and, they're right there. So I just encourage that.
That's great. Marianne, did you have anything to add about rejection?
Yeah, well, I've always been just a very quiet person, very introverted. And so rejection, I just went inside. I just went within. And that was hard because people feel how you feel about yourself. And so I've struggled with that my whole life. And the nice thing about being an adult and getting, you know, where you become more self-actualized or you try and understand yourself is you try and understand things. And so I've understood that, you know, I'll come to understand that I'm an empath, and I was rejected a lot, and it really hurt me deeply. Like when they would pick teams at school, I was always the last one because I was so quiet. I just didn't engage myself into anything and with anyone. And I became a target for narcissists, which, you know, that's part of what they do is reject you. And so it's been interesting, but it's been such a huge place for me to learn. And I've been into therapy, which is huge, which I love, and I'm so grateful for the blessings and the magic of therapy. I think it's such a great option for anyone who would like to look into something like that. And then I also have been able to look at things a different way. For me, I've been learning self-compassion. And so now when I feel rejected, I'll try and talk to myself and say, you know, it's okay. Of course you're going to feel this way because this happened. And so I try and talk to myself through it and out of it. And that has been huge for me, is self-compassion.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's great. Well, those are really good things. So me, I am perfect. I've never been rejected. Right. God. I just don't want to talk about
that's
it.
That's hilarious.
No. So I've had no rejection in my life ever. I just know that I went through the same things that you guys did in school, only I was really popular, but not in a great way. I mean, I didn't pick the cheerleaders. I picked, you know, the stoners and the ones that got in trouble and didn't go to school. But I remember working really hard at being popular. I think it would have been easier to be the last one picked than how much work it was to be everybody's friend. You know, it was it was very exhausting. I remember that.
Yeah.
And it was, and it didn't make me happy. I mean, I was being rejected. You know, if I was hanging out with the stoners, then I wanted to hang out with the cheerleaders. You know, so I was being rejected by then. It was just like such a big roller coaster ride. And I think Jessica hit the nail on the head when she said that she loves herself. And I think that was the key for me, that once I realized that not everybody's going to like me, I'm going to be rejected for things, and I'm not going to get everything that I want or be the most popular or be the best in my class or at work. Then I was fine. Not fine, but I mean, I still deal with it. We all don't. Rejection is not fun. It hurts, you know, and nobody likes to hurt. But I think once you are comfortable with yourself, like Jessica said, and Marianne, and getting help and therapy, and Elizabeth, and finding, you know, your way of meditation, whether it's busy meditation or, you know, I'm like Jessica, if I try to meditate too long, and I know Elizabeth's the same way, we fall asleep. So what good is that doing? You know, so I have to be busy and moving along. Yeah, you know, we're doers and movers and shakers. So,
yeah.
But I think that was a great topic. It's amazing. Yeah. So do you guys want to move on to our first caller? How does that sound?
Yeah.
Everybody ready for that? Okay. So yeah. Let's see. 203. Okay. 203, you're live. How are
Hi.
You?
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello. Hi. My name
yes.
is Pat.
Yes.
Hi.
Pat?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Actually, hi.
Hi.
Listening to this is making me sad. As you say, you know,
aww.
Almost all of us have dealt with rejection, and it is painful. And it actually was good to hear someone else say that it is painful. We get
yeah.
into denial too much sometimes. So that actually is helping, but bringing up feelings. I was wondering if I could ask you about my son. And
yeah,
I just would kind of like a reading, a temperature on him. I can tell you I don't really need a healing on this or to focus on this, but he has the veil kind of opened a few weeks ago and realized everything over many, many, many years has been him keeping me at a distance to just cover up himself from looking at himself, mm-hmm. but it's been rejection, and it's gotten to the point now where I don't know if there's anything I can talk to him about, because it ends up coming back at me in one way or another as a negative, where, you know, it starts off as a positive and I think everything's fine and we're having a nice conversation. Eventually it'll come back, be thrown up at me. But I'm mainly concerned about him, his safety. He's got a four-year-old daughter. I'm worried about the marriage. I'm worried about his rage. I'm worried about their unhappiness. I'm worried about him refusing to look at any of this, and that he might push it to ending the marriage, which is so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Based on his pride, I approached the wife a few weeks ago after I had another visit with them, and
mm-hmm.
again asked if I could speak with her, and I've got everything written out, but people are saying, you know, I'm hearing everything. You should do it. You need to intervene. He needs help. People are just being passive around him, including me. And somebody needs to show him the truth to don't do this, you know, because you're gonna get the worst from it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, and I'm worried. And I'm also seeing what this is doing to me. His rage comes from his father, I think chemically. But I think it's
mm-hmm.
The worst to me verbally. Anyway, so that's kind of a big story. And I've just, for the past 3 weeks,
yeah.
I've been going around circles looking for help and advice and talking to my therapist and getting all wonderful advice, and then waking up and thinking, if I do this, am I going to be literally destructive? I'm just so confused.
Okay. Jessica, did you want to go first?
Sure. Well, hi, Pat. This is Jessica, and it's
hi.
It's what you're speaking about is very parallel to, you know, things I've also dealt with, and it could be heartbreaking, and it could be confusing, and it could be tiring.
Yes.
Just the not knowing. Whether you should intervene or try an intervention or something of the sort. And then if they're an adult, there's really kind of nothing you feel you can do that is in your hands. But what, because I, you know, I've in the past struggled with very similar parallels with you. And I don't even want to sound passive too, but there is a balance where you do need to be able to kind of pray about it and let go just a little bit, but enough so that you're there and you're in support. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And actually, for the past couple of years, I have been praying and letting go. And suddenly, I thought, maybe this is not the answer. Maybe an intervention is needed. And I was
right.
going to speak to the wife and say, you know, can all of us maybe talk to him about this out of love? And then I just woke up one day and thought, are you going to be damaging by doing this? Destructive. And the other thing is, yeah, letting go. But then I'm concerned that he's going to get in a rage and get in the car and get in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can only let go so far. And then, of course, yes, you're right. I have to let go with that thought, too, and give it to God. But
It's so difficult. It's so difficult because you're so torn and you don't want to enable mm-hmm. either. And you certainly don't want to be passive.
Right.
And I understand what you're saying about wondering if you'd be more destructive. And I've had, oh my goodness, it's just, it's a really good topic. I've also gone through that, you know, same thing and it's a very difficult decision. And I think it's a very individual decision. But what I've also had to do was use my integrity about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just completely use my integrity. If someone was going to get hurt indefinitely, then that's when I would act, or that's when I would put things into action. And then I've also had to say, you know how they always say you can't lead a blind horse to water?
Right.
Can't lead them to water. That, I mean, oh my gosh, it's such a harsh truth, but it's true to an extent.
Right.
Which is what I was talking about. I've had to do that. I've actually had to call the police on a family member several times before. Although it pained me. It broke my heart to see the ramifications of his own behavior, like without ignoring it. Do you know? Oh my gosh.
No.
I understand incredibly what you're going through. Now, when I was shuffling for you, this card, whoo, it popped straight up. It almost hit me in the chin because I just came flying up for you, Pat. And I'm not sure if this is directly to you or about your son. I'm not sure where that fits in. But the card that I got for you is Solitude and Higher Self. And the card is about observation, contemplation, renewal, and listening. And the card says, your desire to seek solitude is appropriate at this time. You're being counseled by your higher self to retreat, to renew your soul through quiet contemplation. Your nerve system has been overstimulated and you can't absorb any more input from the outer world. Step away and give yourself the necessary peace and time alone. You require to revitalize your system. In doing so, you'll begin to sense, feel, and even hear the voice of your higher self, but only when you step into more natural surroundings. Wow, this card couldn't be more perfect. I think I was just talking about that, but that's the balance I was referring to, even though, oh my goodness, it can be so, so heartbreaking. It's just, this card really makes sense. So, and for me also, and I don't know if it's the same for you, but when you kind of, that's what I mean by like kind of step away, but not like, you know, just turn your back or whichever, you know, have that balance. But I think this is probably for you, Pat, that right now to just give yourself that solitude and that inner retreat so that you can better hear from your higher self
rather than the outside noise, or practice balancing that. I think that's what I got. Yeah. I mean, my gosh, we could probably have volumes of, you know, this same topic. It's incredible. But I wish you all the best, Pat, and that was the advice from your guides and higher self.
Okay. Elizabeth, Marianne, did you have anything, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I kind of, Jessica, I love you. You're just like, I pull a lot of the same things that you do.
Thank you.
first, I have a question, hon. Is he nasty towards his wife, too, or just you?
I gave the impression that maybe verbally he's been worse to me. He blows up, and
You don't know if he does that at home too.
No, I know he does it at home. I don't know really, you know, how it works out between them, but she will not.
Yeah, but that's not something that, you know, she should let go of lightly either. So, you know, I've just like Jessica, we've all probably gone through something like that, especially when you have children. And I've gone through some, you know, disappointments with mine. And, but, you know, he found the light and, you know, he's happy. And whether he's doing what I wanted him to do or not, for the first time, I really feel that as an adult, since he was a child, he's happy. And I'm not saying that your son is happy. No, he's not. But maybe he needs, you know, to start, you know, doing the stuff that we were talking about, like meditate and stuff like that. And it's funny because I got the same kind of thing like Jessica did. This is the Child of Wands. And it's about, like, the little prince. And the little prince says, all men have the stars, but they are not the same things for different people. For some who are travelers, the stars are guides. For others, they are no more than little lights in the sky. For others who are scholars, they are problems. For my businessman, they were wealth. But all these stars are silent. You alone will have the stars as no one else has them. In one of the stars I shall be living, in one of them I shall be laughing. And so it will be as if all the stars were laughing. When you look at the sky at night, you, only you, will have stars that can laugh. And, you know, like Jessica said, I think you need to work on you. You really do. You need to be in touch with yourself and how you really feel. And unless it's something very dangerous starts happening where you feel that you have to interfere. But I would think the wife would feel that first. And maybe you should talk to her and see if she needs help. Maybe she's afraid to talk about it, but I think it's more has to focus on you and your health so you're okay. We can't take care of our children if we're not okay. I learned that too.
Absolutely. I mean, to a certain extent, there is huge power in surrenderance. That's the biggest lesson, one of the biggest lessons I've learned as well. And that knowing that this is the individual's path, I can't always step in and try to control that learning curve or that path.
Yeah.
And it's so freaking hard.
Yeah.
I know.
It is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Marianne?
Yes. So when I first started hearing you speak, Pat, the first thing that came to my mind was patience. So I went ahead and pulled a card, and the card that came up was wait. And it brought tears to my eyes because I feel your pain. Being a sensitive empath, I feel the situation, the pain of others, and so I was so sad. But the thing is that your angels are, they're not saying no. Your guides aren't saying no. They're with you. They're just saying not yet. Because right now, heaven needs a little extra time to make all the pieces perfectly fit into place. So what you're asking for may have an effect on the lives of others. And when that occurs, it can take additional preparation to make sure that everyone's needs are seen to. So just be patient so that all who are involved can have the experience they are meant to have.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I feel you, Pat.
So
my heart just hits. You know, as mothers, we feel so much. And my goodness, yes. I hear you, and I feel you.
Yeah.
And I send you so much love and support and strength. My heavens, you just, being a mom is just the biggest challenge and blessing. It really is.
Mm-hmm. In the same time, it is.
Yeah.
So I got almost the same thing as everybody else. It's about self-care. And, you know, what's happening all around you, what people are saying. And it's saying about him that it's the upside down king, that he's withdrawn and not in touch with his emotions right now. And so that's triggering him into, you know, his explosions. It says his subconscious mind is going to help him out. I mean, and these are just what I'm seeing, that because all of you are around him and a lot of support, he knows that. He's just trying to push you away right now because he wants to wallow, you know, a little bit in self-pity, which we all like to do. But I honestly think he's going to come around because even though he blows up at you, I know my kids blow up at me more than they blow up at their husbands or anybody. They just, mom is like a sounding board. And but he knows that you're there for him, and I think he really knows his wife's there for him, and I don't think he wants to ruin that. So I think it's like somebody said, patience, and I think it's all about that right now. But for you, it's all about self-care and to keep doing what you're doing to help your own, you know, yourself get through this while he's going through his.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped you out in some way.
I'm on the outside. They live next to her parents. It's an hour and a half, 2 hours away. So, and I don't have hardly any communication with them. So, you know, my support and being there, that's just not, you know, taking part. I'm really on the outside with no indication of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Terrible.
Well, let us know if this helped at all in the future, Pat, and please keep in touch with us, you know.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So the next caller, let's see. Hold on. I think we have another caller.
That was good reading, Phyllis. That was nice.
Hi, 201. Are you there? Let's see. Did I not get him? Lynn's the best switchboard operator there is. Let's see.
Why is it?
Okay, 201. Hi, 201.
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. How can we help you today?
I'm really trying to like find out how to work and a move going to work out in the next couple of months. I'm trying to move physically as well as change the location of my job. I'm concerned about the finance and managing everything.
Okay. Does anybody want to chime in? Jessica?
I'm still working on her question.
Okay. Marianne, Elizabeth? Okay.
I don't have anything yet either.
Okay. I'll go then. Okay, Jackie. So this is something you've been thinking about for a while, and you have some offers, but you just don't know whether to take them. Is that part of it?
I have been thinking about it for a while, and I do have an offer, but I'm waiting for them to release me. But I am also concerned, you know, about, you know, the finances, and I want to make the move because I don't like where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to physically move as well.
Move closer to what the new job's going to be?
Where
I
want
to
move
job,
where I'm at right now. Yes. The new job will be closer and different environment.
Okay. I can go if it's okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Jackie. This is Jessica. The card that flew out forward for you and very emphatically is the card is called Community and Spiritual Ancestors. It's about tribe, family, like kinship, camaraderie. And it says, your spiritual ancestors are gathering around you at this time, holding you in their light and connecting you with your spiritual family here on earth. Your soul is now seeking the kind of love and support that comes from being a part of right community, your people, so to speak. So they don't want you to feel isolated in any way. Your ancestors hear your soul call, and your ancestors can hear your soul calling out right now and are presently guiding you towards kindred spirits. Understand and realize that you can't achieve your goals alone. Be open for support. You need the soul energizing support of your tribe right now. Give up any notion you have of going at this life alone. Give up any notions you have of, and develop your insight in this process and wisdom to recognize your limitations. After all, even Christ picked 12 associates to help him accomplish his mission on earth. That's neat. I think they're referring to the 12 disciples.
Yeah.
So I think this card, Jackie, is about like wherever you are and wherever you're going, it's about having that sense of community and support from your spiritual family right now. And I think they're just needing you to just ask for that help. It's really important. I mean, and it's so difficult sometimes to really just say, okay, guys, I love you, and I'm thankful, so thankful for your support. right now at this current time, this is what I'm asking for, and just kind of lay it before them. It's so hard to ask for help, but I think this another thing this card is indicating, it takes a lot of strength to ask for help, and that's okay. Please know that you can always ask your team for help anytime. I hope that helps.
Yes, it does help. I do ask my team for help, and I do need the help.
Awesome.
Yeah, I got the same as Jessica. The card that I pulled was about the past and reminiscing about the past, and a reminder to forgive yourself and letting people in, and not to deal with any kind of regret. So maybe because you're thinking about moving and you have a lot of memories in the place that you've been in and the job that you've been in for a long time might be holding you back from, you know, making that decision. So it says to clear your mind of the past so you can move forward. I don't know if that helps in any way. Yeah. Says your inner child and your future self are kind of arguing with each other. So, you know, your inner child from the past still has some memories or thoughts that are keeping you from moving forward, you know, with the move or the new job. So I think, like Jessica said, you know, contacting your spiritual guides, they're clearing your head and figuring out what is making you afraid of making that decision, or clearing your mind of your past so you can move forward. Because I see nothing but good for you. It's just, it's all up to you, you know, which isn't, we'd all like to say, yeah, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball that I could tell you, yeah, you need to move tomorrow and take that job and it's going to, all the financial stuff is going to fall into place, but I can't do that because if I could, then I'd be rich with you. So I think a lot of, yeah, it depends on what, you know, you're thinking, you know, you're doing in your mind and clearing your mind to get ready for this.
Yeah, I do want to take that job. I'm just waiting to be released.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you take, you know, if you feel comfortable about the job and you know your finances are going to be all figured out and you're not going to be stretched, then the move will come for you. You know what I mean? Then everything else will fall into place. It's just, you have to, I don't know if you need to get a contract for them, because I think, have you been at your other job for a really long time?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it's hard to move on, even though it looks really good. You know, the grass always looks greener on the other side, but sometimes, you know, you might leap over to the other side and it's a bunch of tall weeds. So I would make sure that, you know, whatever they say is true and it's down on paper so you can actually read it, you know, and make sure. So I hope that helps you.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Yes. So, Jackie, this is Marianne.
Hi.
So the card I pulled says that you are ready. I just feel such excitement for you. So what that means is that all of your past experiences have led to this moment, because you've studied and grown spiritually in so many ways. There's nothing more really to do. You're ready to move forward and to embrace a person you know in your heart that you are meant to be. So everything is prepared for you. The world is anxiously awaiting the contributions that you have following your life purpose. And so, you know, you may put yourself first. Hopefully you'll put yourself first in this situation, because it's time to do this. It's time to do what's right for you, girlfriend. You can do it.
Ready to do it.
I feel it. I feel such excitement and just energy, so much energy around it. Oh, my goodness, you're just going to rock it. Totally. Just awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the move. It's a completely different environment. It's not as big as where I'm coming from, but I'm just, you know, less toxic and closer to home.
Yeah, it's going to be new. It's going to feel good. It's going to, you know, a new experience, the whole thing. You know, it's never too late. That's for sure. Yeah. Elizabeth, did you have anything?
Yes. I got the Six of Swords, which is talked a lot about, like, community, like what Jessica said, too. And this one is the grand and dramatic salute pictured in this card is a tribute to the active force of the mind that has found unity and success. Each child holds a cup representing the heart force and a sword representing the mind force. The destination has been reached and the search for new clarity is complete. There is focus and a unified vision. There is responsibility, loyalty, and friendship. At this level of exalted awareness, the individual has merged with the ideal of community. From this union, the mission to serve the planet is possible. The heightened mind, symbolized by the swords, is infused with light. The mind is brilliant and full of triumph. You have reached the pinnacle. Foresight and inspiration have embraced your mind, and it is as if warm sunlight is evaporating the waters of negative thinking and fear. Salute. Sit up straight, close your eyes, and let the light of the solar fire become an elixir of wisdom. A golden aura of divine protection surrounds you. Now is the time to serve humanity with clear vision. You got it, girl.
Wow. Yes, I'm looking for something different because I had a hard time really surrendering a lot of things. And I'm at the point where I'm just ready to surrender.
It's an enlightenment that you have, and you need to follow it. So, because it's going to be good. You got divine protection around you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel the same.
I received it. Because I just recently had a week off, and the whole week I've been in the bed, just trying to, feeling extremely drained and wiped out.
Yeah. Wow.
Good. So now you're going to get some energy, and it's going to be a great week ahead of you.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Whatever you want to do, you need to go for it.
Yeah, you need to let us know what happens, Jackie. Make sure you call us.
I will.
Yeah, so we can follow. Definitely. You know, we like to,
I definitely need clarity. So,
I think you're going to get clarity. Look to your friends and your family.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody.
That's really been the challenge because I've been very isolated. There's some things that happened in my family when my mother passed away. And the home that I want to move to was my parents' home, and I want to get the finances so I could fix it up and move into it.
And how do you have brothers and sisters that feel different about that or are blocking that?
We're all not on the same page. There's a lot of trauma and drama behind it, but I've been taking care of the home, and it's been really stretching me financially. I don't live in the home, and I need to live in the home because my finances are all tied up in paying the bills there and maintaining it, and no one else is trying to help. You know, I just have to finish my paperwork and submit it, and I'm just looking for a successful outcome and to move on with my life. Because I deserve it, and everyone knows it. I mean, they'll never admit it, but they know it. The truth is there.
Are you going to need legal stuff, though? Are they going to fight you on anything?
I do have some stuff that I have to give to my attorney. I just couldn't wrap my mind around it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to move some of the extra burdens from work off of my plate because I bring a lot of stuff home to do. And, you know, it's
yeah.
like beating my head up against a brick wall.
Yeah, you need
well,
to work on yourself and get it figured out, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and then you'll feel a lot better.
At work, I work with a bunch of needy people, and they are a drain. Like, they're users.
Yeah.
I want to go somewhere where
yeah.
people, everyone is trying to do their own, pull their own weight. You know,
yeah.
so you don't have
yeah.
to feel overburdened.
Yeah, energy or, vampires, that's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I work with them, and it's draining. Oh,
it is draining. I know. That's why
yeah.
I don't work and not do that anymore because I had to also switch jobs because it was just too draining. Mary Ann and I worked at the same place, and it was so toxic that we had to
yeah.
get out. And I
yeah.
mean, it was a career job. I mean, Mary Ann worked there for 16 years. It was a great job, but it was just, it was so, a lot of people didn't do what they were supposed to do. So there was very few that did. So it all landed on us, you know, and
yeah.
being empaths,
yeah.
we take it all and try to help everybody.
Suck it up.
And
yep.
it was just like, oh, it was,
exactly.
I
work with a woman. I work with a woman that's not, she's not well, but she's connected, and like
mm-hmm.
she watches me do all the work, you know. And it's a group of them; they're always plotting to get out of work, but I'm the one that's held responsible for it. So I never like come home feeling free.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good. That's horrible. Well, we do have one more call. Does anybody
okay.
want? Do we want to take that? Because we were going to end the show early, but Jackie, we really enjoyed talking to you, and we want to make sure
Thank
that
you
let
ladies.
Us know
I
everything that's going
it.
On. Yeah, I
will. I
mean, you were a good vibe for us. You made me feel good today by you calling in, because I just think,
yeah.
Like what Marianne and Elizabeth said, I just and Jessica, it was just like I see nothing but I feel happy. By talking to you.
I need
so,
it. I need it. Listen, I need it so bad. It's unbelievable. If I talk about it, I'll cry. I need it.
Yeah.
Need it.
Well, you got it. It's there for Aww. You. Just take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, take it.
Yep.
We'll stand behind you. You've
100%.
Got a force. And you've got your own team there just saying, go, Jackie, go.
yeah, receive it.
yes.
I receive it.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm happy
yeah.
for you. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay,
I appreciate it so much.
You're
okay.
welcome, Jackie. You take care. Keep in touch, please.
Okay, thank you. Namaste.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, we have one more caller. Let me go up here. Hi, 609, you're on the air.
Hi, Hello. How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
This is Maria.
What's your name?
This is Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria.
How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It's getting there. It's so, getting there.
Is it good? So today you have Mary Ann, Elizabeth, and Tony on the line. Jessica just had to leave, and Lynn is at a 100-year-old birthday party. So she's whooping it up today. Ooh. So hopefully we'll be able to help you.
I have a lot of things going on and stressful and a lot of things are happening the last couple of days. So whatever you can give me that's positive and moving forward and if it's going to work out like tomorrow and all that happy stuff.
Okay. What's going on?
Little mishaps in here and there with unemployment stuff and tomorrow I have a meeting and trying to stay positive to move forward and release what they have to release to me and if that's going to work out tomorrow for the better.
So are you leaving your job tomorrow?
then?
No, it's I'm looking for work, and in the meantime,
looking for work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And somebody is, and you're meeting with somebody about a new job tomorrow?
Talking about clearing up the mistakes that they caused with unemployment and stuff like that.
Okay. Anybody got anything yet? I'm still working on it. Marianne? Elizabeth?
Yeah, hold on. I got to get Ada first. Hi.
Hi.
Is your name Rosemary or Mary?
Marie.
It's Rosemaria.
Maria?
Rosemaria.
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 Yeah, I thought I heard that. That's a beautiful name.
Thanks.
So, let's see. What I got for you is completeness. Completeness. It's composed of a solar right side and a lunar left side and can denote union or balance between the sexes. In essence, it is two becoming one. Ancient mystics said the symbol indicated the presence of twin gods or goddesses. Such twins were praised as magicians, healers, and angels of fertility. In this card, twin water spirits are uniting through the deep transforming circle of power and change. Although their music is calm, the waves behind them ebb and flow with a rhythm of strength and force. This is represented by the eight musical notes in the shape of winged hearts. The blending of these opposing forces is the key to understanding personal transformation. The number eight is itself a sign for infinity and represents passion, sexuality, power, and regeneration. Realize that you have both male and female energies within your psyche. If each of us were to consciously use our gifts of sexuality and empowerment constructively, together we would create a safer and less destructive world. This card asks you to find spiritual and emotional equilibrium within the realm of feeling. A profound change awaits you when you integrate a personal sense of empowerment with a serene understanding of the universal flow of life. Inner harmony can lead you to a state of divine bliss and actualize your potential as a gifted healer. Does that ring anything with you at all?
Yeah, I have like mixed emotions and stress and yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can do it, you know. I just think you need to meditate and just really feel the passion that you have for what you want, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. Marianne?
Yeah, so the card I got for you, Rosemaria, it says choosing a new direction. So it's time to choose a new direction. So basically what your guides are saying to you is that the circumstances you're in now are unfulfilling and your heart is full of discontentment. And you know that there is something out there in the world for you, but you've been procrastinating, which is so easy to do, as you know, as we do as humans, to follow the guides, but they're asking you to follow their guidance. And so making a conscious choice, and that would be making a conscious choice to be the person you are meant to be, the person you know in your heart that you are, that you came here on earth to be. So they're asking you to create an action plan for yourself that leads you to the direction of your divine life purpose. So the way to do that is begin by taking steps immediately towards a happier future. And it sounds like you're on the verge of that. Sounds like you're doing everything you can to try and get your life to where it's supposed to be, where you're going to feel so good in your inside, in your heart, in yourself. You'll know that you are. You're finally going to be who you want to be, who you're meant to be. And so that is what I got for you, sweetheart. It's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I and Rose Maria, thanks Marianne and Elizabeth. And I almost got the same thing as them, that it says that you're planting the seed. So whatever you've been doing for the last couple of weeks of cleaning up the mess that you said that you had has been working, and that you need, so seed by seed you plant your future with rock steady foundations of faith. So like you're opening up and you are clearing your mind, and whatever's going to happen next week is part of that plan for the future. And I see it all in positive light. I don't see anything negative about that at all. I see stepping stones that are just going up and up, and with beautiful, like, sunflowers and flowers around it. So I see blue skies appearing. So whatever work you've been doing on yourself, you just need to continue to have that faith in yourself, in your plan, and move forward.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I hope that helps. And please, Rosemarie, I know you call in. We want you to call in again and let us know how that worked out for you. Okay?
Sorry,
by
I will.
All means.
Appreciate it.
Okay, hon. Take care. You take care.
Bye.
Love and
bye
light.
Bye.
Hey, so
bye,
ladies, this is it. We're missing Lynn for sure, and we want to thank Jessica, and I want to thank our guest Elizabeth for joining us. Thank you so much. And then Marianne, please come back next week. Everybody did such a great job.
Yeah.
You're all an amazing
yeah
team. Yeah. And please tell your friends about our show, and everybody join us next week. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Sounds lovely.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Tony.
Hugs
thank
and love.
You.
Okay. I'm going to try to put this music on like Linda. We'll see if this works. Okay, everybody. Have a nice Sunday.
Bye, Tony.
Thank
bye
you,
man
too.
Bye.
Bye.
I think the music's working.